You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody listening from here in Georgia. My friends in Hawaii, my friends in Maine, my friends in San Diego, my friends in Canada, Europe, and everything in between. Yeah, that's a lot of in between, okay? I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. I appreciate you for hanging out here with us. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's coming to you live from New York City. We've had a busy show. Talked about Lamar Jackson, the latest there. It's like every team now opens their mouth and they're like, yeah, well, we ain't training for him. He's a great talent. We got a quarterback. Every reason, they're all legitimate reasons. We talked about Nikola Jokic and Joel Embiid. You know, who's in the lead for MVP? It's a tough one. Every day I change my mind. As of right now, I'd give it to Jokic. And it's also difficult for me to believe that he'd win three in a row and now they're on another winning streak. It's very interesting. And then the fact that Embiid did not play on Monday night against Jokic due to his calf, and now you got people saying he was ducking him, it's very complicated. This is going to go down to the wire. A few minutes ago, we had a damn good NBA game that concluded. The Golden State Warriors came back from a 20-point deficit to beat the New Orleans Pelicans at home in San Francisco. The final score there, 120-109. Steph Curry doing Steph Curry things, 39 points, 8 3-pointers. Draymond Green, of course, a complete pain in the ass to everyone out there. He's knocking over or running into Brandon Ingram and actually picked up another technical foul. One more, he will be suspended. It's just a wild world as the NBA pretty much comes down to the stretch. All the teams, is less than 10 games left. The season will be over pretty much in no time. The Golden State Warriors are out of the play-in game. Right now, they're in the sixth spot with a record of 40-37. It's still crazy to me, the Dallas Mavericks, 37-39. OKC, 37-39. OKC's in the 10th spot. Lakers, 9th. It's going to be a wild finish to the NBA season. And then I also shared with you before the break something else that's pretty wild that took place last week. Washington Wizards guard Bradley Beal had a poor game against the Orlando Magic last week. Wizards lost 122-112 down in Orlando. Bradley Beal had 16 points on 4 of 15 shooting. There was a fan who yelled out to Bradley Beal after the game as he was going through the tunnel into the back, "You made me lose $1,300, you blank." And then Bradley Beal reportedly turned around, walked towards this group of individuals, and walked towards a friend who had a hat on and, like, slapped that hat off of his head. And in the process, he's now being investigated for simple battery because not only did he knock the hat off of his head, he also made contact with his head, his face. Now, did he give him one of them old school slaps? Or was it a grazing to the side of his cheek? I do not know, but he's being investigated, and no charges have been filed as of yet. And so we had a conversation before the break about sports betting and gambling and how just crazy. It's like throwing gasoline onto a fire when you got fans who are already, some of them already nuts, yelling wild things at some of the players, and to think, two wrongs do not make a right. If you missed any of the show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the Odyssey app. Bradley Beal, all things considered, man, walk to the back and keep it moving. From the fans' perspective, watch your damn mouth. But in any other circumstance, He wouldn't talk crap like that to Bradley Beal. You say something like that outside, there's a good chance that you are getting your ass whooped. And it's a shame that that's not what can or will happen, because that's probably the only way that anybody would learn, okay? People feel too bold and emboldened, and they're brazen in the things that come out of their mouths, and there's nothing stopping it. There won't. We see NBA players go over to the crowd in the stands, and some of these dudes, too sensitive. In other cases, some of the fans, my God, some of the things that they shout, just out of this world. And so when you got fans cursing at guys on social media, oh, yeah, it's part of the job now. But that should probably just tell you to what degree society has deteriorated, that people have nothing better to do in their own personal lives but curse out celebrities and athletes because you made a bet. Think about that, really. You opened up your damn phone or went onto your computer. You went on there and decided to put down a wager over, under, a total, whatever it was, a part, whatever it is. You decided to do that knowing that you could win or lose. And you're going to be mad at the person over your own dumbass decision? Yeah, we live in a screwed up world now, don't we? And there's nothing that's going to change any of this. Nothing. Ask everybody in Europe. The players, the soccer players, the footballers have received death threats forever. Referees in other parts of the world have legitimately been killed. Do I think we are going to go down that lane? And are we that barbaric? I would hope not. I don't expect it. But we're probably scraping and seeing the tip of the iceberg when it comes down to behavior. It's deplorable in other parts of the world. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Justin is calling from Athens, right down the road from me. Justin, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing tonight?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Doing all right, man. Just got off work. So, the guy betting the $1,300, I mean, 99, I got a brother that gambles all the time. So 99.9% of people that gamble are clearly people that don't have good judgment. So you're going to sit here and bet $1,300 on his over-under or whatever it was, and you lose. You know, that's your fault. Like you bet, you win, or you lose. Like, that's the bottom line. And right. To sit here and shout anything at him or bring it up, I mean, it's stupid. And 8 or 9 beers in, I'm sure liquid courage had something to do with it. But I think what the main issue is, and I'll put the shoe on the other foot, what if this guy threw a water bottle at him or a chair or dumped a beer on him? Well, then this guy would be investigated and, you know, charged or whatever. Not saying that Bradley Beal really did anything to him, but I think what the NBA and what they're trying to do is keep fan and athlete interaction separated, and that's what they want
forever.
To avoid.
Yeah, forever. I mean, that's been we saw what took place in Detroit. It's crazy, almost 20 years ago.
And people get emotional with their money, and it's stupid, and it's idiotic. I would never do it. I've done it. I've bet money on things and lose and be like, oh, hell, you know. And I would have, if I was Bradley Beal, I'd have been like, all right, what's your name? My name's Brad. I'm going to write Brad on $1,300, wipe my butt with him, and flush him down the toilet. I hope you feel better, buddy, because I'm sure Bradley Beal can, like, afford to do that. I mean, you can't, but, I mean, I would have threw it back in his face in some sort of way with some words and just made him look like an idiot.
Yeah, that would have been That would have been nice. I'm sure Bradley Beal felt better slapping the hat off of his friend's head, and now he's being investigated by the police for it.
Yeah, and that's just ridiculous. But once again, it's just crazy how this – it just gets so
– Well, it
it's
won't –
It's just so attached. It's so personal, and it's like, dude,
it won't. It won't get better. It won't get better, unfortunately. It's not. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go up to Fairfax, Virginia, and talk to Dan. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Dan?
Hey, how you doing, man? My concern is it's going to get worse and worse as we go because of the gambling's everywhere in the sport now. There's big money. It's going to get to the point where they're going to start reviewing every single play when a ref makes a mistake or something because they're going to worry that the ref's cheating. So they're going to make sure there's too much money on the game that they're going to do every call is going to be reviewed because people are going to start saying, oh, the ref's cheating, the ref's in on it.
Well, that's a totally separate conversation.
No, I know. I was getting
than the one we're having right now.
Yeah.
Hold on a second, Dan. I don't even think that's in the case. You know, everything is already reviewed. The referees are already under scrutiny. They will continue to be under more scrutiny, yes, as gambling takes place. That might be from a fan's perspective, but these dudes are already graded. They are evaluated. They are elevated. They are downgraded. Mm-hmm. What is your point as it relates to Bradley Beal?
Well, that's what I was getting to. When you said the ref was killed and that stuff, that's my worry is that people are going to start thinking that people are throwing the game and they're losing their money, that they're going to get more violent, and it's out of control. I think the gambling needs to be you can bet on the game, but you can't bet on personal stats. You can't bet if he's going to make 13 baskets or not. Then it takes it away from the player. There's money to be made on betting on the game. Yes, but when you can bet where he has 10 rebounds or 9 rebounds or 10 points –
And the thing is, Dan, that will never go anywhere because there's more money even betting on the minutia.
Yep.
The more prop bets that you have and, you know, is he going to wear a red shoe or a white shoe? Is it 5 assists or more? And that's not going anywhere because it's the more things you – is JR going to wear a black or a red shirt in the studio? This is the world that we're in, and I could tell you this much.
It's scary.
None of the leagues, they ain't giving up that money. Not at all. Lou is calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Lou.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call.
No,
I love this topic you have tonight. I'm a gambler. I'm a horse player. Horse racing, for centuries, has been really the first one you could bet on. I'll tell you, I've seen through the years, the jockeys have been taking the abuse. The horse doesn't get called the name, but the jockey does. And these guys have the toughest skin, JR. They just walk professionally back to their jock's room and they do their thing. But I've heard every language and all the words that I've learned, but growing up as a young boy. But anyways, I've seen trainers actually argue with jockeys when they get off the horse. And the reason for that is because they're contracted, which is, you know, they have every right to say, hey, dude, you had a bad ride. Why'd you move my horse this inside out and fool around with them? But jockeys are very tough skinned. And a lot of these players have to realize that. And they have to just sit back and just walk professionally back to their dressing rooms.
Yeah, I think. That's accurate, but I think there is a totally different level of attention that's paid. I can't tell you one damn jockey, okay?
Well, the horse does the running, right?
So correct. But my point is, a jockey is going to face criticism.
Absolutely.
I couldn't tell you a jockey maybe I'm wrong. Maybe if I go into Saudi Arabia somewhere, there's a famous jockey that's catching crap. But I can name you hundreds of athletes that are criticized all the time and are told disgusting, horrendous, horrible things all the time. And you would have to be subhuman.
Yeah.
And for the most part, they do an excellent job ignoring it.
Oh, absolutely.
I guess you would or maybe you wouldn't be shocked at the things that people think that they could just say because this person is on television or they are online. And it's just it's terrible. It really is. Shep, I'll let you get the last word. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, JR, Bradley Beal is not 30 years old. Bradley Beal has is going to make over $44 million this season. He makes more money in a game than the average American will make in 10 years. The point is this. If he has all kinds of autonomy to go to any single arena worker and say, you get she or he out of that damn seat because they are not going to disrespect me and they're not going to disrespect my name and they're not going to disrespect my team. And he chose to do something different. And I think it's being way overblown in terms of what he's being charged with and what is alleged, of course. But at the same time, as a professional athlete, JR, whether it's fair or unfair, they're going to be held to a different standard. It's what you sign up for when you are making over $44 million a year and you are Bradley Beal and have averaged 31 points per game for two consecutive seasons and are a global superstar. He knows better. He needs to do better.
I agree. And the fans still deserve to get slapped upside the damn head for being an ass.
I thought I made a compelling case there for you.
No, you didn't. What you said is accurate, but that doesn't matter. Yeah, what Bradley Beal did to whatever extent is wrong. That is true. That doesn't mean that the fan didn't deserve his ass whooped.
But Jared, can I just ask you a quick question though? But with that being said, okay, so let's say the fan, let's just say that fan is having the worst possible day of human existence for their lives, right? And they see that as an opportunity to then go back at Bradley Beal. Bradley, look, the fan is completely out of bounds in doing what they did, of course. But Bradley Beal is now taking it to a physical dispute. That can't escalate things, and things can get out of hand fast.
Yeah, I told you yes.
Right.
It don't matter. The answer is, I said this, two wrongs do not make a right at all. Bradley Beal should have walked to the back. That's not to say, fans have heckled athletes forever.
100%.
And for, I would say, 99.9% of the time, they know ass whoopings. What ass whooping do you remember? The malice at the palace? Like what physical altercation stands out to anybody?
Yeah, I mean that's the wow. It was the wrong guy, and it was the wrong guy too.
Yeah, but incorrect. Right. And 99.9% of the time, ain't no athlete beating up on no fan. And so we can kind of push that out the way. And so the athletes ain't doing squat back; they're being professional. It's the fans. The fans can do better. You know, we got a lot of fans now who see LeBron or Kyrie or whoever it is, walk over to security and say, hey, that guy needs to be removed. Jamal Murray had somebody removed. There's a guy saying, hey, I saw your lady doing XYZ on the XY. Like, what are we doing? Like, come on, you want to tell me? I don't care. On the court, off. Like, you want to tell me that guy doesn't deserve to get punched in the mouth? He got escorted out. And so that's my only point. The fans can do better. They act like a bunch of fill-in-the-blanks. They deserve it. And man, I'm sure, yeah, Bradley smacked that guy. He deserved a hit upside the head. Sorry. Am I promoting violence? No, not really. I'm being real. I'm being honest. Guys wouldn't say these things in the street because unfortunate things would happen. Don't hide behind the cover of the arena seat or your cell phone. Get a life. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. So much money all over the damn place. When we come back, I'll tell you about the Washington Commanders. I'll tell you about Shohei Ohtani. And I told you about the Warriors' comeback against the Pelicans. You'll hear from somebody who, by the way, he does a lot of talking and people can't stand him. I'll share with you some audio from Draymond Green. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller. Had to pull over to the side of the road just to make sure I didn't miss my opportunity. Want you to know that I appreciate your candor.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Before we went to break, I told you about an NBA game that ended about 20 minutes ago. The Golden State Warriors beat the New Orleans Pelicans in San Francisco. The final score, 120-109. The Warriors were down 20 points. Steph Curry got busy, 39 points, including 8 rebounds and 8 assists. Draymond Green, always the agitator, trying to inspire the squad. At one point in time, he kind of gave Brandon Ingram a little bit of a shoulder nudge as Brandon was going to the basket. He got into a little bit of a wrap-up under the basket on the ground with Herb Jones on the other side of the court. And they ultimately came away with the victory. Draymond Green having a very Draymond Green-ish game, a good one. 8 points, 13 assists to go along with 6 rebounds. He did pick up a technical foul. He's now one away from being suspended. Draymond Green spoke to TNT after the victory, and this is what he had to say about inspiring his guys.
Draymond, you did it defensively. You did it playmaking-wise. You did it some other ways, too. But ultimately, what was the deciding factor in how you guys were able to come back and get this win?
We started playing with some heart and intensity. That first quarter and a half, they punked us. And we were down 20. It takes a real one to talk when you're down 20. And I was able to get my guys going, and then they started doing what they do, and I can do what I do.
What got you going? You were going at them in that second quarter. What got you to that level?
I fouled B.I. It's a good hard foul, and C.J. started talking. You know, you don't start talking, play the game, and just enjoy what y'all were doing. They were playing a good game, and he started talking, and that's my type of game. I like that. That's what I do. I grew up in Saginaw, Michigan. That's how we play. And so once they wanted to go there, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, while we were here on air, I had that game on in the studio, and I could tell you who didn't play. Some guy named Zion. Sitting on the sidelines, not playing basketball, and I'm just like, well, damn, man. Zion is nothing but he's a bump on a log. He's decoration. He's window dressing. Zion Williamson ain't no basketball player. He doesn't play basketball. He's a rich dude who just was dunking on kids in high school, and now here he is. He blew out of his shoe in Duke. I'd love for it to be different. I remember I was sitting next to, it's funny, Channing Frye is on TNT right now. And I remember Zion's first game. I was sitting next to Channing Frye, and we were getting ready to go on air on NBA TV. And we were just losing our minds because Zion, who is not a shooter, he was out there just knocking down threes. He was like unstoppable. And we've seen so many of those moments with Zion Williamson. But more recently, I'm used to seeing him on the bench. Maybe Zion will end up like Joel Embiid, who was MIA at the early portion of his career just because of injuries. I'm hoping that Zion could have a similar turnaround. He has to just change his body. Speaking of someone who needs to have a turnaround, I don't know if he's going to have one. Ben Simmons is done for the year. Are you shocked? Are you surprised? You probably shouldn't be shocked or surprised because Ben Simmons has basically been MIA the past several years as well. Is it his back? Is it his head? This time it's his back and his knee that Ben Simmons has been shut down. His numbers for this season, when he has played, 7 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists. Ben Simmons played in 42 games this year. 42 games. That's it. And he's making all this money. 5-year, $177 million contract. Tell me this is not the greatest sham one of the biggest shams that the NBA has seen, that Ben Simmons is just MIA. It's pretty terrible. Someone who isn't MIA, I saw this as well today, might as well fill you in. Shohei Ohtani, the man who just won the MVP at the World Baseball Classic, the dude playing for a historic $30 million arbitration deal. Shohei Ohtani is making more money in endorsements than he is on the field. Shohei Ohtani this year is estimated via Forbes to make $65 million, $35 million of which is going to come from sponsorship revenue, and you can bet your ass a lot of that is coming from Japan. Aaron Judge for the New York Yankees? Hey, listen to this math. $4 million in sponsorship revenue. $4.5 million, excuse me. Let me say that again. Shohei Ohtani, $35 million in sponsorship money. Aaron Judge, $4.5 million. And then Mike Trout making $4 million, even though I can't remember the last time I saw Mike Trout pretty much market or advertise anything. Shohei Ohtani just winning all over the damn place. And if he makes it through the season, I can see Shohei Ohtani making $50 million next year. 855-212-4CBS. Jeff is calling from Niagara Falls. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure.
When I hear about the stuff with the fans behaving this way and how the athlete chooses to respond, I wind up thinking of Jackie Robinson and the crap that that man had to go through, the things that were being shouted at him from the stands and out in the street when he was just out doing his thing, you know, not working. And to me, how the athlete chooses to respond is everything in this, because you can carry yourself with some grace and you can be above that moment, or you can decide for yourself that you're going to keep it real and defend your honor in some way or another because you feel as if as a man you need to do that. But it really, you got 10,000 bozos in the stands. A lot of them are lit up and whatnot, drinking and saying things that they would not be saying out in the street. Some of them will say it in the street and want that confrontation. And you got to be smarter than that as an athlete. You're making all that money. Think about how you're going to be presenting yourself in that sort of way, and the image that you're going to be presenting to younger people and all of that. I mean, you know, Charles Barkley said you got to raise your own damn kids, but at some point or another, these guys got to realize that they are role models, and you need to watch how you behave, especially in how you respond to some bozo in the stands, you know. And
I think
that's a superhuman effort, not a subhuman effort. As a man, you got to look at it, Jeff, differently when you're making that kind of money.
Jeff, you're basically echoing what Shep said. Did you hear my response?
No, I did not. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's okay. If you think about the past, I don't know, you can throw out an arbitrary number of years. There have been no really fan instances outside Malice at the Palace. 99.9% of professional athletes, in the majority of cases, keep it moving. No? Yeah, right?
Yes. Yeah, I thought you'd clip me. Yes.
No, I didn't clip. I'm just, that's the reality. We can evoke the great Jackie Robinson and what he endured. And yes, there is no comparison. Ain't nobody thinking about Jackie Robinson in that moment. That's easier said than done. But 99.9% of the time, there is not an ass whooping coming for a jackass in the stands. It doesn't happen. It doesn't take place. There's security on the floor. I mean, I'm in arenas and stadiums all the time. I know security guards. I know some of the coaches. Look, there are security guards in the stands that people don't even know are security. So 99.9% of the time, there's no incidents.
Sure, that's the way it should be. I mean, and cooler so heads when have to prevail. When, you can't have brawls breaking out just because somebody
correct,
gets loose with their mouth.
As it should be, correct. It's not going to – they ain't not a damn thing perfect. And so I don't think we should – you know, I don't want to say overreact based off of Bradley Beal slapping the hat off of a fan and making contact with their face. To what degree, we do not know, allegedly, reportedly.
Yeah, I want to know about, is this person pressing charges after, you know, behaving like a punk? Well, maybe the person next to him behaved like a punk or what have you.
We haven't heard
any. Or is this just investigated without charges actually being pressed?
This is under police investigation. I haven't heard anything about this guy pressing charges. The guy apologized reportedly profusely to Bradley Beal after the fact. And as of right now, no charges have been filed, even from the individual or for the state attorney's office. So that's the update.
Well, hey, man, I love the show. You give us four hours of straight sports talk. And I've been listening to you for like 6 months now. I still have no idea whether you have a dog or not, and I love you for it. Thank you for being the way you are.
Yeah, I don't – well, who cares? I don't have one, and it doesn't matter anyway. I appreciate you, Jeff.
Exactly.
Stay cool.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. If somebody up in Niagara Falls is talking about his damn dog. I guess that's what they talk about. I don't always talk about sports. Hey, Shep, you want to talk about something else?
I have a feeling where you're going with this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
I don't. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're not going to talk about sports. We're going to talk about Charles Barkley, who pontificated on one of life's most interesting questions. I'll share that with you on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What is happening, JR? Been listening to you for a good little while now. Called it a couple times, man. The most sensational voice on the radio is you, JR Sport Brief. No doubt about it, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I forgot who called us. The gentleman from Niagara Falls, very polite man. Thank you so much. He said he appreciates the show because I actually talk about sports. He says he doesn't know if I have a dog or not, which he appreciates. It's good. Who cares if I have a dog? Nobody. But we don't always talk about, well, I guess we do. Hey, Shep, what percentage of the time do we talk about sports? I don't know, 97% of the time?
It's close to that, yeah.
98? Every now and then, something happens with a Ninja Turtle or a movie. But we talk about sports. Except for now. We've talked about MVP, Jokic, Embiid. We've talked about Lamar Jackson. Aaron Rodgers was on the docket, but you heard from Marco Belletti. He's like, yeah, we don't expect Jordan Love to be Aaron Rodgers 2.0. Matt LaFleur is like, yeah, we like the guy. Fine, whatever. Washington, the Commanders, there's $6 billion bids out there. You know, Mike McDaniel, head coach of the Dolphins, used to coach for them. He's like, man, this team is worth $6 billion. We couldn't even get coffee. Matter of fact, listen to Mike McDaniel. He's a funny guy.
Wow, the organization's worth that much? And, you know, I couldn't get free coffee?
Yeah. I guess Daniel Snyder is the jerk that we always knew he was. Anyway, and continuing on, just to add a little bit more humor to the show, nothing sports related, is everybody's favorite, I don't know, round mound of rebound turn talker, Charles Barkley. He has a podcast on Turner Sports, and he sits down with Ernie Johnson. And they talk about wild things, like whether or not, well, just listen for yourself.
I still don't understand why you don't think a hot dog is a sandwich. Because there are sandwiches, and then there's a hot dog. Hot dog comes in one piece of bread. Sandwich is two pieces of bread.
Oh, that's your criteria?
Yeah. With stuff in between the two pieces of bread. Hot dog? Hot dog bun.
So what about the, like an Italian hoagie?
That's a hoagie.
See, man. See, now you got me confused.
Wow. Is that hard to do?
Does a straw have two holes or one hole?
It's got two. Oh, no. It's just one continuous hole.
Somebody asked me, is a hot dog a sandwich?
No, it's a hot dog.
Okay, so that's kind of the straw question. That's my answer right there. Those are two, one of those things you're like, oh, that's an interesting question.
I would say it's got two holes. It's got one on the top and one on the bottom.
Yes, I would say a straw has two holes.
Well, there you have it, folks. Go, if you're a little bored ever, just go check out the Steam Room podcast with Charles Barkley. Hey, Shep, have you ever laid in bed late at night and thought about, I have never in my life, ever, I've heard the hot dog is a sandwich thing before. I've heard that before. Have you ever heard about the straw question? You ever heard that before?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I've never. That was a new one to me. I guess that the guy who called them up, that's the first time he thought about that. Interesting. We got a few callers. Well, we got more than a few callers here. We got quite a few. Let's try to get on as many before we roll out. 855-212-4CBS. Lloyd is calling from Oklahoma. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Lloyd?
Yeah, JR. You know, looking at fan behavior, the unacceptable fan behavior, I mean, we've got a mental health issue in this country. Because we're going to take it down to the high school level, junior high. We're seeing things in sports games and venues that we didn't see, let's say, 10, 15, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Now, I'm not saying we didn't have incidences back then. We know that. But, JR, thinking outside the box, what could we do to unacceptable behavior? I mean, we can't reward, now, a lot of times a fans act up at the end of the game. So to kick them out of the game, you know, to kick them out of the sports venue,
well,
what kind
yes,
of penalty is
that's,
that?
That's what took place.
Outside the box, what would you do, JR, if you were a
commissioner? There is no thinking outside the box. You hit the nail on the head. Let me put it to you this way. We know that that anything that is good, life is about balance, right? I love food. I love food, right? I can't eat everything that I want because I would do harm to myself. But I must eat, okay? I can think about anything. It's about balance. And you can look at any tool, anything that we have created, anything that we have been given, anything that we have. I can take a hammer and I can build a house with it. I can also take a hammer and do damage in other ways. The internet and our access to information is absolutely beautiful. There used to be a time where if I wanted to know something, I had to get up, I had to go to the encyclopedia and try to find it. I had to ask people. Nowadays, I had to go to the library. I had to put my shoes on and walk 15 minutes to the library or ask for a ride. I can now pick up my phone and I have access to whatever I want, whenever I want. This is the gift, and the curse is you have access to whatever you want. And we live in such a world where you have people who put out uneducated thoughts, uneducated opinions. We have access to things that we've never had before. And that's the bad. And so I think a big part of where we are as a modern society has a lot to do with technology and what we have access to and how we interact with each other. And there is a deterioration there. There's a big difference between sitting at a sporting event and yelling at an athlete, but you could put it in the same bucket as sitting down with your friends or your family and no one being able to put their phone down. There's a massive community. Lloyd, I'm at the end of the show. I got to keep rolling, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry about that. It's technology, man. People, how we interact with each other has changed due to technology. And it will continue to do so. Scott, you're going to get the last word, please, very, very quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very quickly, Scott. You're on the air.
Okay. Okay, I got a few things to say, man. I love
No, not a few. Not a few. You got to do it in 15 seconds. Go.
Okay, that guy, the basketball thing, he should have yanked him by the hair of the head and choked him out. Now talk. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, see, he did it. Hey, Shep, he got it done.
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree wholeheartedly with what he said, but he got it done in 15 seconds. It took a while to get him there, but he did it.
I don't agree with a quarter heartedly of what he said, but he did take him 10 seconds. Good for him.
He did. It took some coaxing to get it out of him. Scott sounds like he's been in quite a few barroom brawls. I think I can hear the results when he spoke. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I got to leave now. I'm sorry. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Hey, do yourself a favor. Try to put your phone down. Try to interact with a different human being. Say hello, say hi, talk to your family. I don't know. Let's all try to be better. We can all be better, okay? I hope you had a wonderful day, a wonderful evening. If you missed a minute of the show, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. If you missed me in the interim, I'm on social media everywhere. It's at JR Sport Brief. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. All the evil things I just told you about, I'm there. Feel free to talk crap to me there. I ignore it, okay? Thank you so much to Shep. Have an amazing night. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. The JR Sport Brief Show might be a wrap. She's absolutely amazing. Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. Thanks, Shep.
It's March, and that can mean only one thing. The madness is here. Not in front of a TV on game day? Listen to every round of NCAA March Madness live from Westwood One, free in the Odyssey app. Catch all the biggest moments of the tournament, no matter where you are, from Cinderella's.
A 15 seed will head to the Elite Eight.
To buzzer beaters.
Atkinson scores! 1.4 seconds left.
To champions.
For the fourth time!
Search for NCAA March Madness right here in the Odyssey app to get started.